Hello, Mr. Schneeberg.
Hello.
Welcome to Athens.
Thank you.
How is so far your experience from visiting our convention, Athens, and its people?
It has been really, really nice. It seems like a great convention, and I'm really enjoying myself.
During these days, I think we learned about Peter Schneeberg, the artist, but we didn't learn, I think, a lot about Peter. As a person in your everyday life, how are you in your everyday life?
That's probably because I'm quite boring in my everyday life. I don't know if there's much to say. I live in Copenhagen. I have no children. I'm married. I live a very. Somebody once joked about we should do a what do you call it, a reality TV show about a comic artist studio, and it would just be people sitting and drawing all day. So that's my life, more or less.
Okay. I know many people absolutely love your Starman run, myself included, but personally I have a special place in my heart for A God Somewhere. How was this collaboration? It had something different, I think. It was a complete graphic novel, not issues.
It actually, originally when John conceived it was meant to be issues, because at the time I don't think he had imagined that it would be published as a whole book. But in the time between he started working on it and it was actually done, it ended up being a complete book. So you can still see that there's some place, you can still imagine where it has been divided up into
the
chapters.
Cuts, yes.
Yeah.
I remember last year it was announced that there was an Alan Moore project, Electric Comics,
mm-hmm.
and that you were part of this project,
mm-hmm.
and specifically a Red Horse, if I'm
yes,
not
yes,
mistaken,
with
Garth Ennis.
Mm-hmm.
Is this still going to happen?
No, unfortunately not.
Why not?
Because I didn't have time, I'm afraid. The thing was that there's a lot of people trying to do things with digital platforms. And the problem with that is that there's a lot of technological problems still to be solved. So at the time we talked about doing Red Horse. It was at one time, and before we got to the point where it actually had to be done, I had taken on some other work because it's a short story. I just couldn't wait for it, and then I had taken on some other work, and then suddenly they came and say, now we're doing it, and at that time, unfortunately, I didn't have time anymore.
Yeah,
so it's very unfortunate because I really enjoy working with Garth Ennis, but we'll do something else some other day.
That will be great. Your latest project is World War X.
Yes, that's one of the
latest.
Yeah.
I mean, I
think the latest major.
It's going to be published in English. I don't know if it's
it is coming out now from Titan Books. Yes.
Yes, exactly. So, as a matter of fact, I think these days it's being published.
Yes.
End of April.
The first book. I've seen the first book. I'm not sure if number two has come out yet.
In France or
in English.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell us about this work, because many people don't know still yet this work, because it hasn't shipped yet in Greece.
Yeah.
So
it's a science fiction monster story. I was contacted by Jerry Frissen, who's the writer, who's a Belgian writer living in the United States, and he had this project that he was looking for an artist on, and we talked about it and we agreed to do it, and then there were some various things. It was a very turbulent time in France. The first publisher, I don't know if they technically went bankrupt, but they stopped paying us at some point, and we had to shift publisher and everything. But it was my first experience doing European albums in 20 years, I think, or something like that.
In the European format, you
mean? In the European format, yeah.
It's going to be three volumes.
It's three volumes, yes. So that was a very different experience. You wouldn't think that there was much difference, except the pages are a little larger, but there's actually a huge difference in doing European and American comics.
Yes. Is it possible for someone to find your Danish works, like Hypernoten and the Thulte Protocol?
Or? No. And no. It will stay that way.
Okay. Are they being printed in Denmark or they are?
They have been printed in Denmark. Hypernoten was my. It was my very first debut comic, and it's not going to be translated. First of all, it's long and it's wordy, so I don't think anybody will invest in translating it, and I'm not going to do it. And it's also not something that I'm proud of what I did for the time I did it, but it's not something that I want to see necessarily on an international level. No.
Okay.
It's like, you know, when you're an actor and it's that porn film you did. No, that's not quite correct, because I still like it, but it's not it's too old simply.
Okay, what's the best comic you've read recently?
The best comic I've read recently, actually, that's a Greek comic that I just read this morning, called Elysium
Online.
Elysium Online, yeah, yes. Which I bought here at the festival yesterday.
Yes.
That's a damn good comic.
Ilias Kyriazis is going to be very happy about it.
Yeah, I'm going to track him down at some point to get him to sign it.
Yes, you must. What would be your dream project?
My dream project would be something.
Dream, I mean, your heist. Maybe.
Yeah, it would be something that I would write and draw myself. Of course. I mean, every comic book artist also really wants to write his own stuff. Unfortunately, I have been working with some very, very good writers, and that means that I'm sort of spoiled that way, and I'm not sure if I could write well enough. But I would still really, if in my dreams, that's what I would do. Yes, of course.
A more difficult thing. What really bothers you in the comic industry? What can drive you mad in this industry?
At this moment, it's really maddening that it's difficult to make money, quite simply put. I mean, it's a very interesting thing in comics in terms of that there's a lot of interesting things coming out, and there's a lot of really, really talented people working in comics, probably more than ever before. But unfortunately, if they're going to keep doing comics, then there has to be some way for them to make money of it, because you cannot be good at anything unless you're a professional, and professional means that it's what you do full time, which means that you have to make, I mean, we're not talking about getting rich, we're talking about making so much money doing comics that you don't have to go and do something else besides. And I think that's actually the biggest problem, and I think it's not just in small markets, it's actually a worldwide problem at the moment. I don't know if we'll solve it, maybe, maybe it's just something we have to get used to, that's how it is. I don't know.
Yeah. And on that point about making money and being a professional, I was surprised yesterday that I heard that you were working for Disney in your workshop.
Yeah, it's, that's not just...
I didn't find that in the internet.
No, it's a secret from you. No, it's not a secret, it's... It's just something else. The way that there are also other things I do. I do some Danish children's books, and I do various other things that just...
Not part of the mainstream comics.
No, it's not part of mainstream comics, and it's not that I keep it secret. It's just not something I... There's no reason to bring it up normally. Of course, the Disney thing is comics, and
it's
it is...
It's a steady job, Disney thing.
Yeah, steady, it's... Egmont in Copenhagen produces a lot of comic work. For a lot of Disney comics, and at the moment I'm producing stories for them from time to time. The good thing about it is that they it's the sort of work where you can say, I would like to do this n number of pages this year, and they'll say okay, and you produce that number of pages, and that's very privileged. Mm-hmm. And also I actually really enjoy writing them. It's fun. I grew up reading Donald Duck, and I think it's a lot of fun to write. So it's just a fun, different thing to do.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
That's why I was surprised, because you have the ability of a writer there.
Yeah. Well, I would, as I said, I would like to write if I was good enough.
So any news which you can announce, of course, about your next projects, your future projects?
Yes, and at the moment I have been working, as I have before, on some Dark Horse things. There's a BPRD story coming out. I'm not sure if it's started publishing yet, but called, there's a couple of issues of BPRD, and there's a Lobster Johnson one shot I'm working on right now. And then I'm, in the longer perspective, I'm working for a German publisher, Crosscult, who are doing an adaptation of a German fantasy series, a book series, which is being turned into comics, which I'm working on, called The Orcs. And I'm enjoying that immensely. That's going to be a lot of fun doing.
So you've started?
I've started working. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be European-style albums, maybe published in English as well as maybe as books, maybe as, I don't know, that depends on the English publisher, obviously. But for the German publisher, we're doing as European-style albums. And it's enormous lot of fun. I haven't done fantasy in a long while, and this is the kind of bloody humorous thing I really enjoy doing.
Nice. So I'll make my work a kind of question. Is there something you've never been asked to and you want to be asked to in an interview? If you can think of something.
I don't know. I once got a call from Ed Brubaker.
Okay.
Once called me and asked me if I wanted to take over to do Catwoman at the time when was it Stewart who was doing it? I'm not really sure. Cameron Stewart was doing it maybe, and he called me and asked me, and I was like, yes. But unfortunately, the editors didn't think that was a good idea, so they chose, I think it was Paul Gullis instead. That was one thing where I really, that's one of the few times when I really felt like, damn, I would have liked to do that. Both because it was. Well, mostly because it was Brubaker, but also because it would have been fun to encounter.
Fun.
Yeah.
Finally, anything you want to say to the Greek audience, readers, fans who will read the interview? Or...
Well, I'm very glad to be here. Greece seems like a nice country, and I hope you come out of your current troubles with, you know, the skin on your noses, as we say in Denmark. I'm really enjoying my stay, and it seems like a really, really nice festival.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much for everything.